Good morning. My name is Lee Potter, and I'll be your liturgist today. From time to time, I will disappear from sight, but you will hear my voice, I promise. Please remain standing and join in the call to worship. What does resurrection look like? The stone is rolled away. The risen one calls, "Follow me to resurrection." This is what resurrection looks like. Christ is risen. There are so many triumphal hymns celebrating the Easter resurrection. Please remain standing and join me in singing, "Up from the Grave He Arose," number 322 in the hymnal or displayed on the screen. Rose up from the grave for each one of us to let us know that God is close and personal, not distant and forbidding. Take a moment and share that love of Christ with those around you with a handshake, a fist bump, or a high five.
So we have something new today. It's not children's time. It is a time of prayer. As a community, we share our joys and our concerns about people and places that are on our minds. If you would like your prayer read as part of worship, please pass your prayer slip to the ushers as they walk down the aisle. Feel free to choose to be a singer or a listener as we begin our prayer time singing, "May Peace Flow."
Thank you.
We lift up these joys and concerns and those unspoken ones that we hold in our hearts. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Let us join together in a time of silent prayer, followed by a short spoken prayer, and then the Lord's Prayer in whatever way or language that you feel closest to God. As we begin a time of silent prayer, get comfortable in your seat, sit tall, take a deep breath, breathe in, and allow the Holy Spirit to fill your consciousness as you open your heart to God. Let us pray with Ann Weems. O God, we pray this day for all who have a song they cannot sing, for all who have a burden they cannot bear, for all who live in chains they cannot break, for all who wander homeless and cannot return, for those who are sick and for those who tend them, for those who wait for loved ones and wait in vain, for those who live in hunger and for those who will not share their bread, for those who are misunderstood and for those who misunderstand, for those who are captives and for those who are captors, for those whose words of love are locked within their hearts, and for those who yearn to hear those words, have mercy upon these, O God. Have mercy upon us all. Creator God, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
During this Dare to Dance series, we will be watching videos as the children come forward. And each week, there'll be something a little bit different in there. So come on up. Yep, we'll go up. And I do need Young at Heart because I was a little nervous for a minute there because I didn't see many children and I was afraid I was going to be up here alone. So I'm so happy to see all of you. So we have this scripture today from 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 1. And it is, David was dancing before the Lord with all his might. And we, this season, this Eastertide season, the season after Easter until Pentecost, are going to be daring to dance. I knew it. Hey, bud, come on, let's go this way. Good job, Ted. It's secure. So, I was hoping that all of you might feel this way. I was hoping that all of you might dance with all your might. What do you think? Can we stand up and dance? Can we stand up and dance? Will you stand up and dance? All right. We're going to stand up and dance with all our might, like David. All right. Out there if you want to too. I know you guys are dancing at home. Uh-oh. You're dancing, huh? Did we dance with all our might? I think we did. So this is fun. This is Where is Matt? This is a video called Where is Matt? And he has danced all over the world. Did you see some of the places he danced? I saw one of them. He was underwater when you guys were walking up. You might not have seen it. He even was dancing underwater in a scuba suit. So I would love to pray with you and continue talking about dancing with all our might through this whole season of Easter. All right? So let's pray, and then if there's anyone kindergarten through sixth grade, you can go with Miss Ann and Miss Jeannie down to Sunday school if your parent is okay with that, and you'll be returned during the postlude. All right, will you pray with me? But loving and living God, we are so grateful for the gift of dance, because sometimes when words can't express how we're feeling, our body just moves and expresses our joy in you. So be with us in our dance. Be with us in our restlessness. Be with us as we squirm and want to glorify you. And we pray this in your many names. Amen.
As the kindergarten through sixth grade children head downstairs for Sunday school, please stand in body or spirit and join in singing Lamb of God displayed on the screen. Please be seated. This post-resurrection story continues. On Easter, the tomb is empty. Last week, Jesus finds his frightened followers hiding behind locked doors. This week, we find the followers still unsure of the reality of Jesus' return. Jesus moves them beyond fear and explains the mission and purpose of his ministry. We'll be reading from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 24, 36b to 48. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." Our theme, "Dare to Dance Again," challenges us to think about all the meanings that dance and dancing might have. This reading by George Getch suggests that learning to dance is a requirement. I praise the dance, for it frees people from the heaviness of matter and binds the isolated to community. I praise the dance, which demands everything: willingness to move and a clear spirit and a buoyant soul. Dance is a transformation of space, of time, of people who are in constant danger of becoming all brain, will, or feeling. Dancing demands a whole person, one who is firmly anchored in the center of their life, who is not obsessed by lust for people and things and the demon of isolation in their own ego. Dancing demands a freed person, one who vibrates with the equipoise or state of equilibrium of all their powers. I praise the dance. Oh, human, learn to dance, or else the angels in heaven will not know what to do with you.
This is the word and wisdom of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Good morning again. Our theme through the Easter season of Easter is Dare to Dance. You probably know that by now because we've said it many times. What an interesting way to think about our relationship with the resurrected Jesus. When we dare to dance, we cannot worry about how good or bad we are dancing. We are just called to be willing to try. I could not help but share this clip from the show Seinfeld, which shares one of the main characters, Elaine, dance.
Hey, how was the party?
Food was good.
Yeah, so I didn't miss anything?
Well, actually, you did miss one little nugget of entertainment. Have you ever seen Elaine dance?
Elaine dance.
It's more like a full body dry heave set to music.
Did she do the little kicks and the thumbs?
What, you mean you know about this?
For some time. It was about 5 years ago. I never knew what to say to her about it. It was one of those problems I hope would just go away.
Our dancing may not be pretty or perfect, but it is our dance, our story of faith in Jesus. Are we ready to dare to dance and share our witness? As we heard in our introduction to worship, we are to dance our dances of freedom. How does this work? The contemporary reading shared with us, dancing with us, has some information. Dancing demands a whole person, one who is firmly anchored in the center of their life, who is not obsessed by lust for people and things and the demon of isolation in their own ego. Dancing demands a freed person, one who vibrates with the equipoise of all their powers. How might we be able to give our whole selves to the dance for the resurrected Jesus? Maybe we can learn from David's dance in our children today. What if we gave our whole selves to the dance? What if we weren't worried about having all the answers or dancing perfectly, but authentically being ourselves grounded in faith? In our text from the Gospel of Luke, Jesus stands among the disciples and says, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified. They thought they were seeing a ghost. They knew Jesus. They had heard that he had been spotted around town, and yet they were afraid. Jesus asked, "Why are you frightened, and why do doubts arise in your hearts?" Jesus showed his hands and his feet, and then he ate some fish, all to prove to the hearers of Luke, Jesus is not a ghost. When the disciples ate with Jesus, they found joy that Jesus lives, but they still cannot believe all they are seeing and feeling. They seemed to have questions or doubts. Jesus reminded his disciples of Scripture that said, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day." Finally, Jesus reminds the disciples that they are witnesses to his life, to his death, and to his resurrection. This is the reminding them that they are to share their stories of Jesus, that they have a dance of joy to share. So what do we fear? Just like the disciples, we all have fears or anxieties. Sometimes we are unsure about our next steps in this world. For the disciples, even while in their joy at seeing Jesus post-resurrection, they were still disbelieving and wondering. Even today, we all have doubts or questions. Even though we have heard about Jesus and have felt a stirring in our heart when he is near us, we are still not sure how to share this faith or even what it means. Because for some reason in our chaotic world, we must know all the details before we can know for sure what to say. We don't need to have all the answers. Yet in faith, God has all the answers. In faith, we need to trust our hearts and get out of our heads. We may only know we have felt something or heard something like a presence or a comforting word. We may know nothing else but this. This may be the beginning of our dance. 1 John reminds us that even though we may not know our next steps, we can be sure in them because we are God's children and we are like the one whose steps we can surely follow, the resurrected Jesus. Ralph Waldo Emerson says this, "All I have seen teaches me to trust the Creator for all I have not seen." Because Jesus lives, He is risen, we are to be witnesses. We are to share our faith stories and dance our dances of freedom, dances of hope, dances of justice, dances of love. I will close with a piece of the poem we read earlier. I praise the dance. O human, learn to dance, or else the angels in heaven will not know what to do with you. Amen.
Different members of this community commit themselves to supporting the church's ministry in different ways. Financial giving is one of those ways, and this is the time we offer up these gifts. The commitment of members and friends of University Church to pay the bills and continue the many ministries that take place here has been happening for 150 years. If you are here for the first time, keep your money in your pocket. You are our guest. We don't expect a contribution today. However, everyone who did not hand in a prayer request should have their attendance slip, which I believe are yellow today, to put into the offering plate. Please remain standing and join in the unison prayer of dedication. God of grace, it is our delight and our devotion to give these gifts to you. All we are and all we have are yours alone. Accept this joyful offering as a token of our abiding love. Use it to bring peace, justice, and comfort to the world. Amen.
Please be seated. My name's Katie Flynn, and I'm just here to talk about the many things that happen at University United Methodist Church, and I want to highlight a few of these. You can find a more comprehensive list in your bulletin this morning, so when you get a chance, take a look at that. First, I'd like to just mention, you may have noticed a group of younger children, well, I guess they're sixth grade, so children in the back of the church this morning. They've already left, but I just wanted to share with you that they are the sixth grade class from Temple Concord, and they're just here to learn about different faith traditions. So we were pleased to be able to welcome them this morning. Also, there's going to be a special church conference held at 6:30 p.m. April 18th right here to vote on the revised Uniting Covenant among the Syracuse City United Methodist Churches. So if you're able to come, please do so. And again, it's going to be right here at 6:30. Also, on Saturday, April 21st, so that's next Saturday, at 9 o'clock, we're going to have a group that's going to help clean up the area for Earth Day. So we'll meet in University United Methodist Church parking lot on University Ave, and gloves and bags will be provided for you, and usually it's a good time for a little bit of fellowship too. And then at noon, when you're done cleaning up, you get a little lunch voucher to Varsity Pizza. So it's going to be a great time, and it's good work. Excuse me. Also, you'll also see a flyer in your bulletin for the Walk on Climate, or Walk the Talk on Climate. It's a rally and direct action April 23rd in Albany, and buses will be provided for anybody that's interested. So you can check out the website that's listed there, CuomoWalkTheTalk.org, and you'll get more information and be able to RSVP. I guess that wraps it up for me, so make sure you check out your bulletin for more information. And then if you could, please stand in body or spirit and join me in singing our closing hymn, Christ Has Risen, which is displayed on the screen.
One more quick announcement. I'm a little tiny bit competitive with other churches, and we have the Acts banquet coming up, and we have 1.5 tables filled. And some other churches said they're going to fill 3 tables. So I'm just putting it out there that maybe other people want to go to the Acts banquet, so we have 3 tables as well. Okay. So I'm up here with the dancers, and I'm hoping all of you are ready to dare to dance. And now with God's abiding love surrounding us, the hope of the empty tomb within us, and a grace leading us into resurrection, let us answer the risen one's call to dance and touch this crucifying world with his love and grace. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.